Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101. My name's Blue. Alongside of me, the world famous Joe Grande.
Órale pues, mijo.
And Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law.
L'chaim.
Marky is not here today. And my name is Mr. Blue, and Joe Grande tells us we have on the show.
I want to thank everybody for listening to us all around the world, you guys. We really, truly appreciate it.
We do.
And if you want to check us out online, it's at Cannabis Talk 101 on all social media. And make sure you go to our YouTube page and check out all the interviews that we do and everything that we have up there with all the celebrities and everybody else that we have. So it's cool to check that out on YouTube as they... This amazing staff here has done such a great job on making sure that we get these videos up. So thank you to Erica, Abel, Daniel, Cal, Tim, Pitt, Peanut, Jennifer,
Hello.
And Elvis. You guys are all doing a great job. And make sure you check us out on all social media.
What about
at
Chris
Cannabis
Franchino?
Talk 101.
Did you forget?
Well, he doesn't do anything to get it up online. He just doesn't.
He doesn't get it up online?
He doesn't get it up,
I'm
period.
Sure he does. He's probably watched all kinds of different
things. He doesn't want the notoriety.
Yeah, no, Franchino. Franchino's business development, not this other side.
But, I mean, that's kind of messed up.
He's
you don't say hi
scenes.
To him.
Yeah,
like, you know
but
I mean?
And he doesn't speak that much English either, so he doesn't even really listen to the show.
Franchino!
Make sure you check us out, like I said, on all social media, at Cannabis Talk 101. If you really want to hear Shut the Fuck Up 10,000 times, at Pot _ Brothers _ at _ Law. If you want to feel like somebody's yelling at you, go there. Or if you really want to feel like someone's yelling at you, go to at Waslaw, which is Mark. Or if you really want to see a little rat that's actually a dog, go to at Waslaw Dog, which is Craig. Or if you just want to see some things that are inappropriate,
what
go
up,
to
Mozzie?
At one Christopher Wright,
hello,
which is Blue. And if you want to see a family, too much of a family, go to at Joe Grande 52.
Oh, here we go. No, that's not a family. That's a wagon.
Exactly. They're all in the back of the wagon, you guys. But today on the show, we have brand educator Modest Jones out of Las Vegas. Check out our website, modestjones.com. On IG and Twitter is Modest Jones. And I love what I'm reading here, which is, with an eye for fashion, composure, and color, Modest is the premier choice to help anyone upgrade their style. She's outfitted many local celebrities, personalities, professionals, and whatever you've got, a big event, this is the girl to call, you guys, or just need some help developing a better sense of trend or sexiness. Let Modest help you out, which there's tons of pictures of her looking so fly and other people that she has there. Thank you, Modest Jones, for coming here. And not only that, you've done stuff with G4 Live. You've done stuff with the Bud Tender Awards. And I'm not hip to all the other things. So don't hurt your elbow and don't feel funny bragging, but I want you to just lay it out, girl. Tell us some of the things that you've done, because you've come highly recommended, and I feel like I'm uneducated on all your background, but your website looks wonderful, and I see you've done a lot of great things, so please brag about yourself.
So you're going to interview me and you don't know who I am?
No. I know the Bud Tender Awards. Here, hold on. I can stick on the Bud Tender Awards, but I think there's more to it. Hold on,
damn.
There's only one person that did the research, so don't throw old Joe and these fucking, don't throw me under the bus.
Job.
The one person that did the research actually isn't here.
Yeah,
that's our research director.
Not Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
No, oh, that's Blustin Bieber. Oh,
Blue Bieber is
here. Blustin Bieber?
I'm still Bieber's.
I mean, Modest, how about this? You've done so much things that I've read and looked at online that I want you to elaborate on some of the other things that you've done. I just said a few things.
Well, my name's Modest, so I don't really brag about myself, right?
Well, let's get Miss Jones on, if you're nasty. Hey,
Mrs. Jones,
now,
Mrs.
you want
Jones.
Me to bring her back? Because when I was in my 20s, it got real. So you got to be careful what you wish for now.
Speaking of that, when you were younger, are you from Vegas?
So I'm originally from Massachusetts. That's where I was born and raised. But I moved to Vegas from New York over 10 years ago.
Oh, so she's East Coaster.
Okay.
I am, but I've been on the West Coast. I actually feel like I've been in Cali more than Vegas. I'm doing couple things in your neck of the woods.
Things
too,
are popping over here, though. That's
you're dancing out here, then, huh? You're coming
that's
out here true. To rock them poles.
What pole?
Yeah, what kind of pole are you talking about? I didn't say that.
She
that
said, I'm
you.
Doing some work in Vegas.
You know what's
too.
Funny? I heard a rumor back home on Martha's Vineyard, where my mom's house is, that I was a stripper in Vegas. I'm like, if I was a stripper in Vegas, I'd be making a hell of more money. Yeah,
That's what happens, right, when you move to Vegas, especially from Massachusetts to New York. Oh, you're in Vegas. What, you dancing?
People are like, why do you live in Vegas? Either a pimp or a hoe.
Yeah. Or a drug dealer or something. You know?
Now, with that said, I am very proud of the work I've done from underground to mainstream cannabis in Vegas, because Vegas is popping. Like,
yeah.
As far as cannabis industry goes, you already know.
Right.
So I did host the Budtender Awards, and we do have G4 gearing up.
Yes,
a lot of stuff is a little secret and under wraps, but I know you guys know because you guys are in there with us now.
We're alluding to knowing what's going down.
We know a few things. God willing, they happen.
Yeah, hopefully, we think.
They're all going to the right. Bottom line, it's going to be a great event.
No matter what.
And you add to the event, which is great, because you rock the crowd. You have such a great personality, a great presence about yourself, a great look. What made you get into this whole cannabis industry? But not only the cannabis industry. Before that, you're like doing fashion. You're doing acting. You're doing all kinds of stuff. You're just in the entertainment game. How did this all come to you?
So as far as cannabis, I was always working with cannabis long before I entered the entertainment
industry.
It's been
a part of your life, yeah.
Yeah, I first consumed cannabis when I was 11 years old. I've told this story multiple times, so people are like, here we go again. But my sister was in a dance group. She's a really good dancer. I wasn't the greatest dancer. It was called
Salt and Pepper.
Then it was called Young and Unique. It was. It kind of was Salt and Pepper-ish.
Salt and Pepper's here, and we're in the effects. Don't do the bang. That was a good one.
I love that song. I might want to get down on the floor.
Ain't nothing but doing it, Brutus.
This is.
She just starts clapping it. Oh yes.
We could really turn this shit up if that's what you guys want.
Don't get Craig started.
You got a flow.
He'll get his saggy ass on the floor.
I feed off of energy, so we could really. If y'all want to do it, we could do it.
You're gonna get Craig a heart attack right now. He's like, what is she talking about?
He looked like he ready.
He's ready.
You ready? Ready?
You mean ready?
Anytime.
He said he's ready. Meaning he's red E about to fall out. He's about to fall out.
He's red and on E.
No, it's E. He's red.
Oh my gosh, I feel like we've all had those moments. So,
man.
But it was really just hanging around the dancers. There were a lot of Jamaican girls in the group, and the Rastafarians were always close behind, and I wasn't dancing, so I was learning about cannabis.
Nice.
So I mean, working with cannabis, I learned so much about healing myself and how I felt about myself and my self-worth, and learning some of that at such a young age, I think it helped me avoid some of the BS I got in. I mean, I still was real stupid when I was young. You know how we do. And I did come into the industry in New York. I started off doing promotions, music management, PR, and I was definitely tapped into the underground, hanging around rappers, rolling their blunts, passing them to them when they were going on stage, and then kind of getting my head souped up to be a model and be in videos. And that's where I got a little distracted. Popped out some kids, and that was it.
What rapper?
Oh, wow. See, that question wasn't on my list.
I love it.
I thought it said, bring up which rapper. I thought I seen that on there.
Oh, that's y'all set me up. I had a feeling about y'all.
No, man.
I,
no.
You know, one thing I've learned in my, years since I am pushing.
I meant, what rapper were you on the road with? Not did you have a baby with?
Pushing,
you know,
40 now. I've learned to be a little more discreet than
right?
I used to when I was younger.
That's a low key 40, though.
I think that's how I got blackballed, and that's how I got.
Here we go again.
But the cannabis industry let me in, open yeah. arms. So yeah. here
They're
I
like,
am.
Come on.
What rappers were you rapping and dancing in? Which videos?
So. I didn't dance. I did a video for Nas for Blood Diamond. Remember that film, Blood
yeah.
Diamond? It was called Shine On Him. So in the video, it's kind of funny. I played like a groupie. So I'm not dancing, but I'm kind of like ogling this rapper's chain. So you guys can check it out. You'll see me in some screens. And my hair's all blown out. It's all straight. And I'm kind of like, ooh, like what a fancy chain. And the funny thing is, in my real life, I've been called different kinds of groupie names. But when someone spins a fancy chain and tries to like... hey girl, look what this chain could do. I'd be like,
No.
So
I'm cool.
I'm a great actor in the film. Act like in the video. Act like I really liked it. So
as you
know,
should,
I'm gonna curb some of these questions, right?
As you should.
Okay. I should. Try to, you know, especially because the hip hop scene is such a strong connection. Has such a strong connection to the cannabis industry.
Certainly.
I'm just keep all my relationships cool right now.
You know what's crazy is I have an extensive, you know, history with all the rappers in the industry for many, many years now. And a lot of people don't see that coming from me in today's day, you know, because maybe the way I carry myself, you know. And I've been with so many different artists throughout the years, and there's such a relationship with cannabis and artists that, you know, unless you really live with them, you don't see it, you don't understand it. And being on the road and being able to see like how intimate we are with cannabis. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is like, yo, I have to have a joint before I get on stage type thing. While I'm on stage, go ahead and have me three rolled up. On the way back, when I'm done, I need to get some. And then when I get back on my tour bus, I need to smoke. And a lot of people don't understand that it is a medicine. And it is something that helps a lot of these people through anxiety, stress, and depression, and all kinds of, you know, mental illnesses, to, you know, being out on the road and having, you know, the ability, like Mark has a stress, you know, when he gets out there, if he don't have edibles or he's not smoking, there's a lot of times where he doesn't feel like he could perform in front of people, because it just helps him. It helps him calm down. It helps him relax, and it helps him get back into having to deal with so many different people. So I understand that thoroughly when you say, you know, you were rolling joints on stage for cats, because it's a real thing. It's not like they're doing it just because they want to get high. They're like, yo, I need this. I need to smoke.
That's right. And one thing I'll say about you, Blue, right away, I was already informed about your street cred before I even approached you.
Oh, is that
you,
right?
And then I felt it on you. So it's in there. When you said a couple things that let me know you were involved in the hip hop industry, I wasn't surprised, because you, I don't know, something about that energy. You're always going to have some of that flavor on you.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
You could read it.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody reads it, though.
Like if I tell people, well, they're like, how'd you get your start? And I'm here on the West Coast, and I'm like, New York hip hop, like 90s, 2000s. Yeah. People are like,
yeah.
You got swag. I see that.
Yeah, I can see it. I can feel it.
And who were some of the artists back there?
So back then, I managed a group, and we opened for Wu-Tang before, and we were selling beats to G-Unit. So if you guys go back in my archives, you see all my little young whippersnapper photos.
The G-Unit.
And, but I did a lot of stuff with the Roots crew, and we were around all the Chicagoans, like Kanye's people, and Good Music. So I came up touring around with those guys, mostly Northeast and like East Coast. So,
yeah.
You know, the West Coast hip-hop scene was kind of new to me. And it's crazy, because now I work hand in hand with Tash, who actually launched his cannabis brand, Smokeaholics.
That's my brother.
Yeah.
So it's
crazy, because we were all stomping around the same places around the same time, or even like Big Percy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And now
that's
I'm
my brother
so,
too. That's
you
my
know,
brother.
I'm
boys.
So entrenched in the West boys, Coast yeah. music now, but I think some of that cred does come from that New York hip hop scene.
Of course,
too, you know?
Of course. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
You know what's dope about Modest Jones, you guys? When you go to her website, it's like she's done a bunch of TV and print modeling, starting commercials for like Nintendo, T-Mobile, so many other things. She recently appeared in the episode of My Main Problem. And just your looks that you rock. I mean, you're just such a chameleon.
Very diverse.
It's
very
just
diverse.
So dope. I mean, even right now, you can come in with this Jamaican style feel and vibe. Do
That's
you have
Gucci,
a Jamaican
baby.
Background? I mean, but it's a Jamaican style Gucci
baby.
Front. You know, it feels like, you have a Jamaican background, as you mentioned that earlier
so
as well.
My dad's side, they're from Barbados, so it is that Caribbean vibe. I actually haven't physically been there yet.
I thought
and
you
I
were
really
Puerto Rican because I'm Puerto Rican.
Everybody
I thought you were my
I'm
family. I was about to jam you off.
You got any Mexican?
I can still do it because I love my Puerto Rican sisters and brothers, and I love the food.
Yeah.
Mexican?
You have any Mexican in you?
I've had some in me.
You want some more?
She was already on it. She was already on you.
Yeah,
she
got it. She's had it. She's like, it don't last long. She's like, fuck it.
She had you covered, dude.
Baby daddy Mexican?
No, but that was he was a wild ride.
Get on, ride him, Bill.
You know, that Latin lover passion is a real thing, but when that passion turns to like he mad at me, oh, I don't know if I'm going to go there again.
It was that bad.
Don't let one take us all down.
Oh, man.
No, he was. I mean, I got good things to say, too.
So all these things that you what are some of the most memorable things, though, that you've done, Modest Jones? That's like, I mean, all the TV, all the things. I mean, you have such great looks. Is there something that stands out to you? Because, I mean,
well,
I keep looking
You know what I think we should talk about?
before you cut me off again?
Is because, you know, I've been hearing a lot of stuff. It's a lot of great stuff, but, you know, you're part of Vegas Normal.
I am.
Now, that has to do with cannabis. And let's talk about your involvement with Vegas Normal.
Okay, so I'll do that, and I will answer you first, because one of my favorite things was actually something that has to do with cannabis. It was when we were hosting Culture and Cannabis, Stoner Rob and myself.
Love Stoner Rob, great comedian.
Yes, he's the best.
Sober Junkie was down there too.
Yes,
I
and
yeah,
it
he's
was
good people too.
It was so many people that started off in the underground, and some of them might still be there.
Right,
but
yeah,
we all came together and we got to see each other grow. But it was great because it was before COVID. It was live events, live music, and it was
culture.
At the Downtown Grand. Oh, so wow. You talk about culture. We all know how good Downtown Vegas can be.
It's a lot of fun.
It's so
just
fun.
Just talking about on break.
Man,
it's almost better than the other side of town.
I think we're all about to be there real soon.
Yeah, I'm gonna be over there. I'll be over there chilling. We're coming out.
I'm coming to get y'all.
Let's go.
But that Downtown Grand pool deck, that citrus pool deck, it was just such a beautiful ambiance, and it felt like the beginnings of us being able to be out there. At that point, we were vending like CBD, and you know, I may or may not have got kicked out for actually consuming what I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
And that was actually one of my best looks. I really got into the African garb and had the head wrap and a whole green looking like a regal bud. And definitely had to change my clothes and come back in. That was
Did you change
it really?
You flipped it up on him like that?
Yeah, y'all know I'm a chameleon, right?
I love that.
I came back in there like a whole different woman.
Because that's what's crazy about your look, though, Marty. You can flip it. Like, I'm looking through your pictures and I'm tripping. I'm going... Is that? That's why earlier I'm like, on the break, I'm like, was that you in this picture bowl? You're like, yep, that's me. That's me. I'm like, damn, girl.
When she pulled up, I'm like, I recognize her. But I seen her last time, she had her hair out, and I was like, oh, okay, what's up, you know? And then I seen her this time, I'm like, I know you. We met, right?
I thought she was going to sing, I whip my hair back and forth. She starts whipping it.
Yeah.
I thought about it. I brought some detangler. I thought about just taking it out and just going crazy in here. But I don't know. We haven't gotten there yet, so maybe... Few more puffs on these vapes and we'll see what happens.
We'll get you
We're here all night.
I got something for you.
I love being able to switch it up. I love going into places like a clean slate and being like, do what you will with me. And I think that's why I've had the success outside of the cannabis space too, because so many people are setting their look. And right now, not to start no shit, but so many women look so much the same.
All the time.
So it's nice to have the option with the makeup, without, you know?
It makes you feel different when because, you know, I like to get dressed. I like play dress up too, you know? I like playing dress up. And sometimes I get, you know.
High heels, low heels.
Well, whatever it takes, Craig.
Duct tape, no duct tape.
Yeah, whatever it takes. Outer in, doesn't matter. The truth is that, you know, I enjoy.
Teach his own.
I enjoy it. I enjoy different looks myself, and when you're able to do something like, you know, one day you might be in a suit, the next day you're like in a whole hip hop outfit, mm-hmm. and then the next day you're like in a gothic, like whatever, and people are like, yo, dude, is that Blue? Like, I didn't, you know, and so I don't do it extremely all the time, but when I do, it's fun and I enjoy it.
I like
so
it too.
You've got to have mm-hmm. like Joe has a Texas look that just looks beastie. You know what I mean? I think it's one of
the
cowboy hat. Oh, I rock
like
it
spurs
hard.
Yeah,
I got a big buckle.
Do you wear assless chaps?
Oh yeah, he does.
Crotchless.
Oh yeah.
I let the turtle out.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll show you a picture. Don't worry, I got
not
a picture for you.
Not the turtle.
It's a grower, not a shower.
He said, "Not the turtle."
Wow.
But so I get it, and it's part of entertainment, and it, certainly you do it well. Like I said, we just looked at you with Woofy, you know, and that look you had is amazing. And then I'm excited to see what you pull off. And my next question is what can you do with me? You know what I mean? Because I know you have the ability to do some different looks and stuff. So I want you to dial me in one day. You know, I'll finance it. We'll have some fun.
You dress though, and I have seen you switch it up. So that I've had to say the same thing and be like, is that Blue? Like,
yeah.
It took me, I know this guy. Like,
yeah, I've seen him.
Oh, yeah, he cleans up well.
Yeah, but and sometimes I lay low and you know, dirty dog it. I don't care.
Oh, dirty dog.
Back to what Craig was saying, though. How did you get involved with Las Vegas Normal, which was a great research, Craig, by the way?
I know. Thank you. I actually tapped into Normal years ago. And the crazy part is you're right on the ball because we just had our first meeting of 2021 last night, where I sat on the panel with Brian Peace and Rocky Hernandez, and we really had a beautiful experience, and the talks were just so major. So when I first started with them, I was kind of just helping out, volunteering. That's what we do. Gave some donations, bought some merch.
Support,
I kind of got
support.
Brought in because I was a brand ambassador for so many cannabis companies that I ended up just connecting with them. But what really brought me to normal was their focus on opioids and how we could replace the chemicals with plant medicine. And I've seen so many friends and classmates transition due to opioid addiction and overdose, coming from Massachusetts, that really was very near and dear to my heart and still is. So that's how I first got in contact with Normal. And the funny part about last night is I actually had a dream about Maddie, who runs Las Vegas Normal, and I called her. I had seen her at G4. We had a short conversation, but I had a dream about her. And in my dream, I was told to let her know that she has resources beyond what she thinks she has and that she can do it. And I don't know, the dream, she was like my buddy in high school.
I love what she has.
In my dream, I only met her a few years ago. I met her probably in 2018 or 2019. And I called her and she was like, whoa. She was like, I kind of needed to hear that. And I guess whatever kind of morning she was having, she was like, okay. And the conversation literally turned into that first meeting.
Good.
From that dream right there.
Congratulations.
And she was like, I actually want you on a panel. And she had been saying that. She actually put me on the panel for G4 since too. So
is that how you got involved with G4, through her?
No. So G4, let's see. I met the Budtender Awards crew at a cannabis event in downtown Vegas. I don't even remember what venue we were at. We were outside on the patio.
Right.
And I invited them out to Culture and Cannabis, and they came out and saw me and Rob do our thing, and they asked me to host. And it was
nice.
Very beautiful. So I must have been doing something right. You know?
Hello.
But I'll tell you what, me and Rob play off each other really well. And little secret news for you guys, that's not going to be a secret anymore. Rob and I are actually going to host on the main stage at the Orange County Cannabis Awards.
I just seen that online the other day.
January
29th.
It's right here in Garden Grove, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I got asked to go to that. It's going to be a fun event. Those guys are great. How was the Vegas Cannabis Awards?
So the Las Vegas Cannabis Awards was popping. And I felt like it was a reunion, like a family reunion. It seemed like everybody was really happy to be back. And maybe not every single person wearing masks, which I don't want to get you guys stirred up because I know that gets the
Craig
pot stirred. You guys
the
start tripping.
Bros, yeah, the pot
but, it
well,
was
Craig will
me.
Judge you. Like he said, I'll just judge you. That's what he said.
Yeah, I wasn't wearing masks.
I mean,
okay.
He doesn't care what you do. He'll just judge you.
If I'm going to be here, this is going to have to be a judgment-free zone. I believe that we agreed on that before I came because it gets...
I don't judge anybody but Joe.
Well, thank you, Craig. That makes me feel special.
Well,
I'll take all judgment.
You know, he'll take the hit.
Exactly.
I'll just leave it at that.
I'll take it for the team.
You can so tell it's all coming from a place of love, so you can go ahead and try to be tough if you guys want to.
Yeah, right?
We're all good. It doesn't matter.
So they asked you to do the Orange County Awards?
Yeah.
To host
So what happened at the Las Vegas Cannabis Awards was Rob, you know he has that bomb show at the Strat, which I got the opportunity to go see thanks to Brian Peace of Wing King, which was...
I love Brian. Yeah, they're good. Wing King's.
Oh my gosh.
Great guy.
Stoner Rod has Rob has a show at the Stratosphere.
Yes, and he's
I
so
didn't know that.
Funny.
He's been holding it down for almost a year and a half, 2 years maybe. I mean,
really?
I'm sure
just went the last few months.
But
I
maybe
know
it
for
stopped
the past
during
year
COVID.
Sure.
Maybe it stopped during COVID, but he had it before COVID.
Everything
too.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably was off for that whole time, but he's had that. He's invited me to go several times.
Yeah, you gotta go. He's doing it for the culture there, man. It's so dope.
Is it a good? He's got a good act.
He's freaking hilarious. Like, I was like crying.
He's been out to the Improv out here, and I just haven't been able to make it every time he's
here. Let's
put
it this way. You guys have a similar sense of humor. Okay?
Yeah.
So you guys will enjoy
it
a lot.
Well,
we
got him on. He's great. He's funny. Yeah, every time we see him, he's great. Yeah.
So when he went, he had to step out, I think, for a bit because he was hosting at the Las Vegas Cannabis Awards. And then I went up to receive my award with Vegas Cannabis Magazine and ended up presenting an award and kind of like stepped in and was kind of like, you want me to hang out while Rob's not here? And Sheldon was like,
yeah.
And then it really worked out, and the crowd seemed to really love it. And then I got the call that Rob and I were going to do the OC Cannabis Awards, which is so bomb. I totally miss hosting with Rob. I mean, who wouldn't? And then he beat me for the Las Vegas Cannabis Award for Cannabis Host of the Year. But I'm like, losing to Rob, like, that's a given, right? Yeah. And if I'm going to lose to anyone, like,
and we're co-hosts, so it's if co-host, he wins,
yeah.
We win.
Yeah, we
we win. Man, no, we winning.
You know what?
You won.
Rob always makes sure I'm, like, all the way too high, so that's cool. Like, he got that one. He's got it.
Rob is a good guy, man. So what's next for you? Do you plan on working with Normal, you know, deeper? Or
yeah, so last night was all the way popping, you guys. I put some stuff on my story. There should be more recording of what happened last night soon, coming soon. I'll definitely share it on my page. But I was specifically asked to go with them when they go to push these laws. I mean, some of these stories we shared about people and how they're working with cannabis as a medicine and how it's giving people an appetite that can't eat.
Yeah.
Or people like Brian who don't have seizures anymore because they're working with the right doses and just all these magical stories. They got me like really going last night. I get really passionate. I feed off of energy. And they were kind of just like, you're part of the team. They offered some board roles like accounting and I won't be able to do those roles, but I was happy.
Like, that is not for me, but I'll help
I'll
in other ways.
I'll count it, but I won't do accounting.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to count it? Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. Spend it, count it, accounting.
No, but I can help you find the right person. That's, exactly. That's part of
that's,
my job.
That's a hard role. Yeah, sometimes that's the hardest part.
You know, and that's something I definitely think is important for people to know. Creating your own niche in the industry is like super a thing, okay? Don't be afraid to do that. I feel like I've totally created my own lane. Job and yeah, lane and role. Lane. And they made up a role. I couldn't think of it. I was texting everyone before I came on, like, what's the role you gave me in Normal? Because I couldn't remember. But it was cool and it was creative. And it does have to do with my passion and my storytelling, being able to enforce change. Maddie was like, we're going to bring you with us when we go.
Well, I like the title brand educator as well because that's what you do. You're such a well-versed, great look. You're a great brand ambassador for other brands out there, too, that are looking for somebody. Hit her up because, honestly, when I look at everything on your page, Modest Jones, you are a great person to be out there leading the pack of showing what a cannabis brand or any brand for that matter. It could be fucking Pepsi, for God's sakes. You know what I mean?
And you know what? Like, I do work with a lot of brands, and I have over the years, probably since I graduated from school in 05, I graduated with communications, so...
Where'd you go?
I kind of use that. I was in Massachusetts, Framingham State University. It's like right in between Worcester and Boston. Used to be a teaching school. I didn't know what I was doing. I went in there for fashion design, ended up in communications because it was easy. But I created I got a great love for public speaking.
Yeah.
And just like how to disagree without being disagreeable and just maybe just being paid to be myself.
Well, it's good to have that.
That's actually a thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, be yourself. And a lot of people don't know how to find themselves within this industry.
That's what you pay me for.
No, we pay you to be a nice guy because normally you're an asshole.
Yeah, no, you know, we're trying to figure out how
Quit
not
lying.
To pay you, okay?
You know,
I'll tell you.
How does this relationship end with him?
Yeah, no, so... Horrible. You know, I think that more people need to find that in themselves, especially in this industry, because a lot of people are looking to see what someone else does, pick it apart and go, I can do it better. And then they don't realize what it takes to actually do what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like for you to get up on stage and then just fill in that role for Rob, to show up into the Normal and then fill in a spot on the seat. Like in order to be able to do that, you have to have a communication skill. You have to be that chameleon.
You have to be talented.
Literally, or very educated, you know, in what you're talking about, and a combination of all. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. sometimes talent and education are different. But
educating ourselves is definitely important. And you guys got me to get on my phone and start looking stuff up just listening to you guys today. Because, you know, we could all sit on a high horse and act like we know everything, but we don't.
Right.
And there's always different, like, things that we can research, and that helps a lot. And I think that's why my passion for the Budtender Awards is what it is. Budtenders can be so knowledgeable. There are budtenders that have helped me majorly going through different dietary restrictions when I wanted an edible, not wanting the munchies, or not wanting to completely lose my voice because there's too much carophyllene in something. Like, they taught me things like that. Well, carophyllene's peppery, and you're going to get a scratchy voice, and I already have a raspy voice, and I have to speak. So things like that, and those kind of stories, I think definitely helped me get that job hosting the Budtender Awards, because I got to get up there and be like, I recognize all y'all bud tenders because I'm in there consuming, buying weed, okay?
Yeah.
And I sit up in there. I set up my little table just like I did last night. Set up my table, and I'm a brand ambassador. I'll tell you what, though. No matter what brands I work for, cannabis brands are my favorite to work for. Not just because people won't judge me if they smell weed on me or if I come in high or my eyes sitting too low in a picture, you can't see them. But because my passion for cannabis. I mean, I tell jobs all the time, no, I'm not going to be able to do it. If I'm not passionate, I don't care what you're offering. I mean, not to shout people out, but I had a lot of tobacco brands coming for me recently, and nothing against it, all you guys. It's just my personal choices. I had to call and be like, yeah, the money sounded good, but I just can't do it because I just don't have the passion. I can't imagine approaching people for however many hours about something that I barely could even smell it, but I love the smell of weed.
Yeah.
What gave you that love for cannabis? Where did that come from?
I think
she said it was 11.
I don't know. I don't know.
But the love
for
it, like you have
now.
Yeah,
I don't know if I was connected there. Enough at 11.
Yeah,
to
there's
know
a passion where, like you just said, help somebody with seizures, and that's me too. I see the medical aspect of it, and that's my love for it. That medical aspect of it. But what is yours?
Because I feel like all of us have been that. Yeah, we gonna go on a smoke ride. Let's. Well, not like we're not consuming in the car, guys. I was just saying. We all like to get high with our buddies and kick it with the homies
on
and,
the plane.
You know, and, he's telling. Don't tell the tricks, man. But I think for me, the real thing happened for me. So when I was rolling for everyone and passing them, I wasn't really smoking, and I was seeing some of the best weed I had ever seen because I was in New York and I'm seeing Cali bud.
Yeah.
So it was so green and it looked like the nuggets looked so delicious. I wanted to bite them, but I don't
smell
know. I was
good,
just in a stage.
Good, sticky. Yeah.
I don't have an addictive personality. I was just in a stage. I didn't want any weed. I wanted to sniff it, but I didn't want to smoke it. So when my 7-year-old was born, I was raising my twins, who are 14 this week.
Ooh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Twins. You got three then?
What are the twins?
I have three sons, all boys.
Oh, mama, that's a lot of pee.
Kanan and Capri, and my little one's Carter.
Nice. Kanan, Capri, and Carter.
Yes.
That's
so
awesome.
When I had the little one, I was like, oh my gosh, I got twins and a baby. Like, and I got to take care of all of them, and they're humans that I'm raising.
Right.
So when they would go to sleep, I had a little porch swing, and some of y'all might have heard this story before, but I would go sit out on my swing, and I would smoke.
Yeah.
You know, I always been a person, people always gave me weed, or I always had good access to weed. You know, y'all guys be trying to give girls weed.
For sure.
We're going to feed you and give you weed, and we think we're going to get laid. Not always the case, okay?
Not always.
We're getting
the
a
case.
Little more expensive in my old age over here. But yeah. But I would sit there and smoke, and I think it helped me leave his dad. I mean, his dad's still very much involved in his life, but for me to date him, and no offense, you know, but
so you're single?
No, I have a boyfriend.
Hey,
sorry
boyfriend.
To break all your hearts.
Hey, right. Boyfriend.
Never been married, so I don't know if that's a thing, but no offense to you married guys either.
Well, he's getting ready. Boyfriend's got to step up.
Yeah.
Let's
maybe
put
it's going to happen.
We're putting pressure on you, Mr.
Well, maybe he
my
should.
Show's like, I don't know if I want to get married.
Know about, I mean, listen, I think I'm kind of still stuck in the 70s. I'm still kind of a little free love-ish. I'm not trying to give y'all ammunition to tear me apart
here.
Here
we go.
No.
Pip's like, what?
I'm a little, I don't know.
What? He's like, I'll buy you dinner, too, and give you some weed.
He said, a little more expensive. She needs some shoes. I'm going to get the shoes. And
what,
the,
you need a new
purse,
hair
the
thing?
Shoes, the help.
Yeah, the hair.
I'll
yeah.
press your hair out
I need
on
to get my, hair blown out. See, you do. Oh, on the pillow.
On my pillow.
Make sure it's satin.
Right? Oh, man.
Satin pillows, guys. But I think I found more self-love out there on that back porch with my cannabis. Like,
yeah.
I was just like, I treat myself pretty well, and I'm taking care of these kids. Why would I deal with people that don't treat me like that? And I do feel like the plant helped me dig deeper into my spirituality.
That's especially after having kids, your whole body goes through this whole change. A lot of women, they go through depression.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that shit's postpartum is as real as a $2 bill.
I think I didn't feel right with either pregnancy for like 3 years after I had my kids, like hormone-wise. And even just like sometimes I catch myself, people are like, you're not pregnant no more, Modest. I stand in like... Like, I'm standing here, like, still pregnant, like, you know,
we
but it throws
it's
you
me
off.
Me and Joe, too.
But we all know about that plant, and something in those cannabinoids, it, like, connects the dots for, like, whatever you might feel like you're lacking, for lack of a better word, but it just, like, heals, you know?
I think one of the biggest...
Life got better.
One of the biggest things that people, you know, don't realize, and you know, I was with Eben Britton this weekend and Kyle Turley and Jim McMahon and Ricky Williams, you know, and Eben said that Tyler had educated him and said that every creature in the world has an endocannabinoid system. Every creature. So if there's anything that's alive that's a creature, like we're creatures, they have an endocannabinoid system. And so naturally our bodies are endocannabinoid deficient
because
we don't have it in our system. And so by putting that in your system, you know, it naturally finds where you're missing, where you're lacking it. And I think that, you know, it's for all people to find out what their endocannabinoid is lacking. And again, doctors didn't even know the endocannabinoid existed until within the last 5 or 10 years. So we're talking like something that people had to have known about. They were just holding the secret.
You already know.
Yeah.
You already know
how
that
goes. And
that
war goes deeper. Yeah.
You already know.
Yeah, it really does.
There's multiple things we could get into where you can tell that they're like trying to shield us from the truth about the resources that we have right around us. And look at the people back then that were working with the plants, and they were living to like 130 plus, and a lot we don't know because they don't want us to know, you know what I mean? But I do believe sure. There's something in the plant for everyone. I don't care if you're a CBD or whatever, but one of the major things I've been doing in my CBD activism and my cannabis activism is letting people know that there's so much more to it than just getting high, and that there's a chance that there is something in there for you. I do truly believe there's something in there for everyone.
I actually agree. I think everybody should be taking like supplements like vitamin C.
There's something in there for every single person because no matter why you take it, it's still medicine.
Welcome to the show,
Craig.
There's
no such thing as adult use.
Yes,
you're using your medication, period.
Well, there it is, guys. We'll be right back after this break.
Give them some medicine, please.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back, and enjoy Modest Jones right here on Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark Wasserman. I mean Craig, because Mark is missing in action.
Again. You know, it's funny, during the break, Craig was about to leave and Modest threw down her shoe and said, listen here, motherfucker, you get up and leave with this one segment.
The chancla went flying.
You're about to be on the Modest Jones hit list. And Craig realistically only got up because his old ass was hurting from sitting so long, because we've recorded a few shows today. The funniest part about that, Craig.
I've been sitting here since 2
o'clock. Yeah, the funniest part about this, Craig, is my hip feels like there's a knife stabbed into my hip right here.
I'm pretty damn close.
Yeah, and so as we're all now standing.
Doug Life.
Doug Life.
And it goes back to everything that you just kind of described, though, Modest, about how CBD
and
this plant can help, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, Craig was smoking a joint right now.
Yeah, we're going to rub his hip down.
I'll take a hit of this pain relief from Cali FX. You know what I mean? There's, like, certain things that you could actually hit that if you're not a THC smoker, so to speak, there's the CBD pins that you can use to help with this pains that we're going through. So, like you said, it could help everyone, and even the youngsters. I'm talking the kids that could be taking a daily CBD under the tongue or a little capsule.
And you know it's okay if you're how you like to consume changes or shifts, because I know there was a time, and you know I'm getting a little older too, but we don't count age, and you know, because we're
you look beautiful,
we're eternal here.
You're
thank
like Benjamin
you.
Button.
Oh, thank you.
Getting younger every day.
I'd like to thank the cannabis plant for that, because I do believe that mixed with a little black don't crack, it really goes a long way.
That pigmentation helps us, I'm telling you, us minorities. It really does some wonders.
You know, I have like a jar of cannabis, like 1-to-1, that I keep in my little rocking chair next to my bed. And that's more my go-to than just, I mean, I like to smoke too, don't get me wrong. But that's more my go-to these days, because if, as most women might have these moments, and people in general, but especially women at least once a month, it's like, am I going to get up and go to work, or am I going to lay here and complain? And sometimes that little oil under the tongue, or just even just smearing it on the spot that's bothering you, even though you don't really have to because it's going to go in the bloodstream anyway, it makes all the difference, where I'm like, oh, shoot, I'm ready to go. And it's just been like a few minutes. So my consumption has changed a bit with that. I love a couple of brands in particular, Happy Hemp Farm. They've got some good organic that are just hemp oil. And then, I mean, there's a lot of brands I could shout out, but a lot of people are using Isolate. And, you know, I'm not going to be cannabougie, but I'm a little cannabougie.
So I like that one.
If you're using Isolate, maybe give me an option that doesn't have it, and maybe I'll shout you out. I love you, though.
You like that full spectrum?
I do.
It's good.
I do.
Much better. I agree, too.
Well, I think I think there's a way to say that there's a market for both.
Right.
And let me say why. Because a lot of the things is
commercial.
Well, and not only that, is that not everybody is ready for full spectrum, you know, and somebody that takes that in for the first time. And so I think there's still something there for the isolate, but I think it's really for the person that doesn't understand what the hell that this brand does.
And
it's
helps the community, it aids the community, because we can get it in stores like these mainstream stores, and it introduces some people to cannabinoids that wouldn't otherwise know anything.
Or the full plant itself. I mean, you know, it's I'm a real believer that everybody should grow a cannabis plant, like just grow one plant. You know, just like you would grow a tomato or an avocado or anything in your home, in your backyard, in your house, whatever. Take the time to grow one cannabis plant. Explore that plant for yourself. Understand what it goes through. And then when you harvest it and you actually use it, make some teas out of it. Go ahead and make some rubs out of it. Go ahead, and especially if you're going to be in the industry.
I think it's crazy, because last night I said something you just said, like, almost verbatim, because people were saying that they didn't know how to get started in the industry, and Brian I think said, well, a lot of people are trying to grow, and if you're not built for growing, like, good luck with that. And if you travel, good luck with that. And I talked about some plant babies that I had to lay to rest because I was traveling.
Yeah.
And sometimes they would make it, and you come home and you'd be like,
yes! Yeah.
And then, you know, but that finesse you got to give to that lady. And a lot of you guys that need help with the women, growing a plant will help you too, because that finesse you got to give to that lady.
And make sure
when
they,
you talk to her,
make them keep
and
them around,
come
keep
towards
them around,
you.
Yeah.
And blow a little, like, yeah, sing a little song, you know?
You gotta talk to the plant.
Yeah, but people that don't know what they're doing, they're like, I don't know my niche, I don't know where to get started. Grow you a plant. At least try to.
Yeah.
And you can kind of see where your strengths and weaknesses lie, and it takes some patience.
And discipline.
Sure.
And discipline. I mean, my son's growing right now, and he's 16, you know, and I'm not hiding it. It is what it is. I mean, it's under my supervision. I'm actually growing it. He's educating it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? He's showing you some new shit. You're like, damn, I wish they had that when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's actually created such a great relationship with
a bond.
Us.
Yeah.
He comes home, he's like, Dad, you know, look at this. And and then there's a caterpillar on it. What do I do with that? And what is this stuff? And I'm like, okay. And you know, can I feed it this? And it's like, well, that stuff's super poisonous, and once it gets in the plant, it's gonna be forever. So we don't wanna feed it that. Let's look for a more organic way to feed it. You know, but he's a child, he's young, but again, it's either that, like if you're if you don't educate your children, someone else will. Mm-hmm. And that other person is gonna be Johnny from the block. And Johnny from the block's his age. And Johnny from the block doesn't know how to educate him. So instead of allowing Johnny from the block or you know, whoever it may be, take the time to educate your folks, you know, your kids and what they're doing, because it's such a better time and you will understand your child and the relationships you have. And especially you have 14-year-olds, you know, boys.
Yeah. How do they react to it?
So they love when I don't have any living plants right now, but when I had plants there, we would always take pictures of the progress and stuff. We would name them, and they like to take care of the plant too. Listen, y'all can judge whatever you want to do. There's always going to be somebody that does. But I know one thing for sure, you guys. When I started working with cannabis, when I had my little one, my older ones were like, wow, Mom, like when you take your medicine, you're like so much better. Like your mood is better. And
you're happy.
And like,
you're
I was
relaxed.
Like literally a better mom working with cannabis. And I'm saying that like literally a better mom.
Sure.
That's a big deal.
And when your kids tell you, that's
deal.
Proof of the pudding right there.
Deal.
Yeah.
So all these, you know, we have like no mommy.
Or some people will say, Mom, activists. You're better when you're drinking that fucking wine. Like it's the same type of concept, but except it's not an organic way.
Right.
I mean, it's the same
and
concept.
Normally they're not better when they're drinking the wine.
Exactly.
And, normally. Some
if you're
people
working
are.
With cannabis, you might get on the floor. You're doing blocks and twister and all type of shit. Like, I don't know if I'm doing that with the wine now.
If you do it, steak,
you got to have a couple bottles before you're doing that.
Well, that's the grown-up twister. Yeah. I'm talking about the kids right now.
Well, this is my favorite part of the show right here with Modest Jones. It's called the High Five.
We got good five questions for you, girl. We want you to answer these honestly. You are a brand educator. ModestJones.com is the website. Find her on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes.
At Modest Jones. Question number one. I believe it's 11, but give me a little more details. How old were you the first time you smoked cannabis, and where did you get it from?
Okay, so I was definitely 11 years old the first time I smoked cannabis, and I did get it from Rastafarian, so it was really, really good.
Some sticky
cannabis.
Icky. What state were you in?
Massachusetts.
Mass.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell on too many people, but I think they know who they are.
Yeah, you know who you are.
Question number two. What is your favorite way to use cannabis?
Okay, so right now, my favorite way to use cannabis is, I like a one-to-one. I do like THC. I like some CBD with my THC. I don't necessarily love CBD by itself, personally. I prefer to rub it on right now, but if something major happens in my life, like there's a transition, which I just recently experienced, a family member transitioning, I gotta smoke a blunt, or it's gotta be something that feels like a blunt, because I'm only doing hemp right now. I'm not doing tobacco, but it's gotta be a big fat smoke, because something about pulling it in and letting it out, it's like that release for me, and it's for the homies.
Therapeutic.
And
That's how I've survived almost 60 years.
Yeah.
It's therapeutic. Question number three of the High Five. Craziest place you've ever used or smoked cannabis?
Oh my gosh, that's a tough one. You know, I just recently had a hotel room, and I don't know if you guys are going to see this as crazy. So this is going to be what I'm going to shoot for and see how you guys react.
It's your crazy.
So we have this shower. And by now, we all know how to smoke in non-smoking rooms. My bad if this is, like, not
give up
cool.
the info. Yeah, give it up. We all need
so
it.
This
we need,
shower,
some people need it.
Turn the hot water on.
I turned the hot water on. You know, first of all, my girl taught me how to wet the towel. I didn't know to wet the towel. I always lay towels down and stuff them in there, and I haven't had any issues. I'm actually on a really high roster for getting hotel rooms. They love me. They always give me the highest and the best room. So
you get
must
the
be doing
free
somewhere.
Ones.
Yeah, the highest, highest in the room.
The highest
Travis
in the room.
But she wet the towels. But we went in the bathroom, and the shower was like a sauna. If you just turn the shower head away, and I wouldn't have known that glass box would heat up like a sauna like that had I not gone in there to smoke. But
and,
we could
and the
sit
moisture
in there.
Takes the smoke from the
yes,
yeah, yeah.
And we sat in there and we didn't even get wet,
right?
And I didn't even mind getting wet, but it was the real sauna. But what it was the high was so uplifting and dope because it was so steamy in there, and we were steamy. We were hot. We was hot boxing out. Okay,
like, dope.
It was great, but my skin was so popping after, because not only does the cannabis, is it great for the skin, but the my pores were so open.
Yeah.
And you know, like when you eat cannabis with a mango, like that porosity, like, man.
That mango, man. Ugh.
And I wish I had some right now.
Not to tell too much of the business. Oh, yeah, those Cannabella mangoes are fire. But when I stepped out of that room and out of that hot box, you know, I waited a while, let it, you know, away a little bit so we didn't open the door. It wasn't crazy. But when I walked out, the first thing I saw was Stadium Swim.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Question number four, the high five with brand educator Modest Jones. What are your go-to munchies after you get high?
Man, you guys, I'm a vegetarian now, so I'm kind of like boring a little bit, maybe. But
veggie straws.
One of the things I like to make, I'll tell you what I like to make, and then I'll tell you where I'd be ordering when I'm like, doot, 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 like, you know? I like to make oyster mushrooms, and I fry them.
Wow.
So I fry them.
You got to make me some of those.
Oh, they are
delicious.
They are fire to the point where my kids even like them.
Are your kids veggies too?
No.
Oh, okay.
So I still cook meat and let them eat meat when they want to, but they're really good sports. I've gone through like vegan phases and like Dr. Sebi phases where I was eating really limited things, but I'm a good cook.
Yeah.
So they
make
don't
it
complain.
Taste right.
Yeah.
Make it taste
I know
and
what to do.
And you made them suffer through it for a little bit.
They're good sports, and they got this. They know how to work it. But one of my sons knows how to cook really well too.
So he just
so does
kind of
like slide in there and
he's
make
like,
something.
Watch out,
forever.
Mom! I got you.
I'll
guys.
Cook for yeah. everybody.
Where's the cheeseburgers at?
But I like fried oyster mushrooms and either green banana flour or quinoa flour works good too. And I like them fried in avocado oil, and it's a really quick hot fry, and they're done. So you could be, you know, when you got the munchies, you think you're about to die because you're so hungry, you know? So that's a good one. And then there's a place I always order from. I'll tell you my Vegas place, which is Mama Bird. It's a southern kitchen. So I always go for, like, the deviled eggs.
Mm.
Or I'll go for, like, mac and cheese, which was my quarantine food.
Yeah.
And how I gained
Let's
the quarantine
go.
40.
Some mac and cheese.
You put it on the 40.
I did put on 40 pounds. It's starting to come off now because I'm moving and I'm shaking. But, whoa, I was like, this is like when I was pregnant with the twins.
The mac. I've been eating a lot of
Oh,
lot
what's
of
that
so
in your truck?
Comforting.
Mac and cheese, girl?
Oh, it's so comforting. I make good mac and cheese, but theirs is... They like crumple up saltine crackers on top of it. So it's like different
crunchy.
Kind of crazy.
Mm.
But,
all right. Question number five. If you could smoke cannabis with anyone dead or alive, who would it be?
You
and
know,
why?
This is a tough question because alive, I'm not going to tell you guys who the number one person I want to be around right now is.
Why?
That,
come on.
Because no.
We want to help.
No. Because I got
to. Talk about it because it might come to be.
But
it
know,
will come to be. Just say it.
No, everyone know. You already know who it is. So
Mark
just
Mark
stop
Wasserman will be here in a little bit.
Oh yes.
No, who
come
is
on,
it?
So
Snoop Dogg.
I went. Well, I know Snoop, but I went for a dead. I went for dead, and I had a tough time between two. So I'm gonna give you these, and I know you guys are gonna have a reaction. So my first thought was Notorious B.I.G. Because I never met him, and he's been one of my favorite New York rappers always. And I think what it is that level of swag and just to sit there and pass it back and forth with him and like absorb that energy, but
I love
also
it when
share
you call me Big Pop.
It just sound that just sounds so dope because I know it would be like a big old fat cigar too. Like, but then I was like, but Bob Marley.
The Marley. You
but
know,
Bob
we were
Marley.
With Alex Marley this weekend. Yeah, you know what though? Tell her Joe. You gotta tell
Julian?
Joe's gotta tell
Julian.
Julian
Marley smoke with. I spoke
to
Julian.
But Joe,
yeah.
but Joe, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta tell her.
No, uh-oh. It's not about me.
Just
it's
tell
about
me.
Her.
No,
tell
Big
me,
Pop,
please.
Tell her. Big. I mean,
Modest.
About
everything that you would think about smoking with Biggie is as official like a referee with a whistle. It's so dope. I got a chance 3 days before he died. I spent about 2 hours with him. At the last moments before that, we spent a lot of time. But we listened to this whole double CD album together, smoking blunts in the van together.
It.
Just me. I got pictures of me. And I'll show you me and Notorious in the other room when we get there.
I just,
but so my point is, 3 days before he died, I smoked with him, hung out with him, Little C's, me and my boy Little Rich.
He's actually in the movie.
Yeah, his last interview show. We did his last interview. The show I called that I was working with in San Francisco called The Doghouse.
Okay.
We did his very last interview. That every time you see anything with Notorious, it's that interview. When we met his son, I printed out the picture that I took with him and his dad, and his son was like,
Oh, my God. I still got that jacket.
I still got that shirt
that
my dad was wearing.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And that same shirt was in the movie, the shirt he's wearing.
I was wearing, So my point is, as you say that for Notorious, like, at the time, of course, he was alive. You don't think, oh, my God, this is a monumental moment. But everything about, dude, he was, his birthday's May 21st, 1972. He's just the same exact age as myself. And we hit it off like two rocks in the fucking pond, man.
That's,
it was just
beautiful.
Dope. And he was a beautiful, beautiful, fun, cool, just chill, laid back.
And he loved cannabis and helped build
the
culture.
Oh, he loved
the
blow. Like, it was cool.
You know?
Yeah, he was a cool cat.
He liked to spread the blood like mustard. Trust
yes, trusted.
Yeah, he was good. So everything you would think about, I got to experience it.
That's
and it was all that in a bag
See,
of chips.
See,
And alive?
Anuda.
Yeah, and alive, who was it?
Oh, man. You know what, you guys? I just cannot be dishonest. I'm just at a point in my life where I just got to tell the truth.
Yep.
And
say it.
I just would rather just not say anything right now.
Wow. She's sticking to shut the
I'm
fuck
just,
up. Huh?
I have STFU, to. I right? learned the hard way. I'm just gonna.
Okay. I'm just curious though. Is it a bad thing if you say? Is your man gonna get upset with you? Like, why
everyone
wouldn't you say?
Everyone
would be bothered by
know.
Wanting to smoke a joint with someone.
Hey, it's only us. Because
that
no
ain't all I'm gonna be smoking.
We're
in
no judgment.
Pit, watch out!
Watch out, Jason Williams in the building.
Here we come. Jeez.
Well, all right. I'm done with
Modest
y'all.
Jones, is there anything that we're forgetting that you want to promote and talk about before we get out of here?
You know what, you guys? I had some questions last night. A lot of people are trying to get started in the industry, and they didn't know where to go. So some people said, you know, don't start now. We're oversaturated. And some people said, you know, hit me up. I'm a consultant, which I am, and you can. But I just went straight for it. My partner and I, we've been mermaids for a while. We come out here. We teach girls water safety, kids. Water safety, you know, the little girls love it. And I love my little girls because I have all boys, but all the kids and even some adults. And we are both big time cannabis lovers, brand ambassadors, brand educators. And we came up with the idea to have cannabis infused mermaids. So I don't know. I think it had something to do with my grandma transition. And I was just like, time for a new business. And some of you guys probably understand that. But I was letting the people know that are trying to figure out how they can get a start for themselves. I used a little something called LegalZoom, and I don't know if you guys are going to judge me, but it's really easy. And if you're on the road, they'll make sure you don't get fined and things like that. But I went on there and I bought the Seaweed Sirens LLC, me and my partner, and we trademarked it. And you can go to the Seaweed Sirens Instagram page, Instagram.com/TheSeaweedSirens. We're just starting, so it's brand spanking new.
I'll
so you can kind of watch our growth. You know,
that's
but
dope.
What we are is we're cannabis infused mermaids, so we can teach water safety because we have the skills for that. But we also can educate about cannabis, and we can also post up and be beautiful mermaids and smoke at your events and things like that. But
and there's nothing fishy about it. It's cool.
But I think the key is that
I'll be here till 9. Thank you.
You know, the key is the education, though, that we're able to educate in the water, by the water, act as I wouldn't say lifeguards, but you know, teaching people. And but we have tails that swim, tails that don't swim. So the seaweeds.
No, I like it. I like it a lot. It's cool.
I think it's a niche, and it's a niche that's not out there. So you stepping into that arena and actually having something to offer in that space. And again, there's education behind it, like you said, water safety, and maybe water safety with cannabis.
Working with cannabis.
Yeah,
yep.
That's a big
deal. Yeah, because it's important for the mermaids to know how to behave with cannabis, you know what I mean? Because that becomes an issue sometimes too. You're working with the plant your whole shift, you better know how to hold your own.
You better.
You're going to get in that water, you better know how to swim.
That is true.
Well, thank you for joining the show with
thank
us today,
you
young lady.
Me.
You've been amazing. And remember this, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101, and if no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.